This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Acuña for life. I don't agree with this.
I'd never trade Acuña.
But he is saying we are in such dire straits with this record and where we're currently at in our pitching situation that you need to recoup some things. Braves back in action tonight. They won last night 8-3. It's Dukes and Bale, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get into this Trey stuff, though, Mike, when you start talking about the best outfielders in baseball, obviously, he's one of them. He's going to start the All-Star game again. After coming back, guys, I mean, he May 23rd is when he made his debut. But he doesn't have a 15-year, $700 million contract like Juan Soto. He doesn't have a 12-year deal, $365 million like Mookie Betts. He's as good as – he's better than Soto. He's as good as any of these guys. Trout, the only guy is Shohei Ohtani, because he pitches, sets him in a different stratosphere, right? There's nobody else doing what Shohei's doing. So 10 years, $700 million for Shohei, I understand it. My point is, Acuña's contract is not even close to that. And outside of the fact that it'd be dumb to do it, okay, he is our most entertaining player. Did we not get juice when he came back to the lineup? Was he not exciting? He is also affordable. And that's the other reason.
Right, that's why you wouldn't trade him.
Yeah, that's just why you don't do this. It would be different if he had one of those monster deals and you said, like, okay, you know what? We got to clear some space here and be able to do some other things. Even though there's no cap in baseball, there is. Every team operates under one. But, Mike, that's the biggest reason for me. It's not only that it's dumb because he's your best player, but also this contract is so reasonable.
Right, and that's the thing, guys. You look at it. I mean, he's making just $2 million more than Sean Murphy. Hello, think about that long and hard. Yeah, he signed that 8-year, $100 million deal back in, what, 18?
18.
And it comes out right now, it's up to a carries. Last couple has been $17 million. He is an absolute steal beyond a. This is the greatest Groupon of all time that Alex has got in his back pocket with Ronald Acuña. So when you talk about trading assets, now if you want to say, would you trade Austin Riley? You know, because his contract's a little more pricier. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's if you want to get big, again, you got to trade big to get big. You want to get big results. You want to restock the pitching rotation. That might be something. But Acuña, the value makes, to me, him, you know, untradeable, for lack of a better word.
So you said it, and this is the reason why the trading Acuña is crazy. But Carlos Pena is also saying, how do what Mike just said? How do you restock the pitching? And if you feel like you don't have enough of that in the farm system, and obviously we don't, then how do you acquire pitching outside of going to spend in free agency and certainly the trade deadline? That's the only other way you're going to do it.
Right, and we've already said, Grant brought up the point, like Ozuna with this hip injury, you're not getting anything for him right now. Now, somebody, if Ozuna continues to produce, and he's been a bit of a slump, Carl, if there's an uptick between now and the trade deadline, maybe you get some people sniffing around for Ozuna to have that bat in their lineup for making a pennant chase. But still, I don't think you're going to get the big haul, right, for that guy.
Yes, that's the thing. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Happy Thursday, everybody. We're talking about our Braves, obviously, winning last night. But this comment from Carlos Pena talking about blowing it up and, more importantly, trading our best player has some people going, wait a minute, why would you do that, despite where we're at right now? All right, more on the Braves coming up. Mike, what's the likelihood that Trey Young re-signs for a lesser amount?
Is he happy with what's going on. Now, Porzingis going to stick? Because Porzingis is on a one-year deal. That's the one downside to this. And it's going to take more than a year for Asa Newell to be, you know, NBA ready.
Expiring contract, yes.
Right. So you know, unless Porzingis, you know, finds he loves it here and wants to re-up. But, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this year is kind of twofold. To make a run and maybe get Trey to commit and to see also, and maybe from Anse's side, maybe Anse wouldn't say it to us, is to see what Trey does with a better supporting cast. And if he can't do it with his better supporting cast, then he's not going to get the Supermax.
Is trading him still on the table for you?
You'd have to do it by the trade deadline next February.
Yes. Yes, you would. Because then you find yourself in a situation where he's still on the team and he could walk. Mm. If you hadn't offered, mm-hmm. right? By the deadline, which gets into us into next spring.
The dreaded Al Horford scenario.
Yes, gets us into next spring. So, I do not think trading him right now is still on the table. I do think the scenario Mike is talking about, depending on how the season shakes out, and either you say, all right, we are all in and we're committed, and he's going to be here, or we're not, and you still have some reservations. But that's the thing about this new front office. We don't know really what they're thinking quite yet. I mean, we just went through a draft with Soleil, Mike, and we went through him making a deal or two, but we don't know, like, okay, what's the history, right? Like, we can kind of say, double A, all right, what's the history? Hopefully, he's going to sign guys early, and more than likely, as of right now, he's not going to pay for a high amount for starting pitching, right? Mm. That's the history.
Right. So you get into these different scenarios about, you know, how do you play it? What is the end game, too? By the way, I still think we're going to add some pieces, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's still some things in the offing. Today, the story, and Carl got people fired up, and I said, I do it, was if you really are...
And most people agree with you, by the way.
...in consideration for a guy like Giannis. We haven't had a guy like Giannis here since Neek. You know, and Giannis and Trey, and you'd have to figure it out. And then Giannis and Trey and Okongwu. Now, that's the thing. Would you, Trey, let me ask you this. Yeah, could you convince them to take, would you be willing to trade Okongwu with Jalen Johnson and keep Rhys Sachet? Because they're going to want Jalen Johnson, yes. I do believe.
Yeah, I do too. There's just too much upside there.
But Okongwu with Porzingis for a year and Giannis, there's a lot of, good luck trying to handle that in the front court, right? There's a lot of things you can do. You know, you got the pick and roll option and the kick out, and how are you going to defend it? And if you're going to collapse on that, someone's going to get some great open looks.
You're right. Look, everybody that was chiming in on that when we started the show talking about, you know, Mike's right about this. Dukes, you roll the dice. You got to take the chance. I hear you. And here's the thing. What's the projection? When Soleil's sitting in his office, Mike, and they go, Rhys Sachet 3 years from now, is he all NBA? Is he 20? Is he a 30-point a night guy? Because here's the deal, and I'm just going to use this as an example, and everybody's going to lose their mind. But trust me, when the Bulls saw Michael Jordan in his second year, there was no way in hell they were trading him.
Right.
The projection was, we got something. Do you feel that way about Rhys Sachet? Because if you do, then that nicks this deal. You go, we're not going to give up on him, even though he's young, and I know he's only played, you know, 1 year. That's what you have to think about. What you're talking about with Jalen Johnson, Mike, is what is Jalen in 2 years from now? Is he an NBA All-Star? Because if he is, then you're giving up all of that for right now, and you're saying, all right, what if we're good for 5 or 6 years versus one?
But the big if with Jalen is the health concern. I said that earlier to you about, you know, I don't want to, you know, invoke Zion's name, but there have been, you know, injuries. Some are just freakish upper body. It's not like a knee thing, but he hasn't been able to stay on the floor. You talked about get some sneakers that fit, get some high tops, man. But you've got to weigh the options. Giannis be here for a number of years, 2 or 3, with Trey. And again, there's you got to kind of navigate Trey's contract and how he's gonna. Would he be willing to stay for a little less than full market value? Because all of a sudden now he's the 3 seed in the East every year, and maybe even better. I just think when you've been in this play-in rut for so long, and part of the play-in rut is Jalen Johnson not being able to stay healthy. So I would move. I would just bet on the come and do it, and I would move on Rhys Sachet, who, by the way, you didn't really get to see what exactly he is. He only averaged 24.6 minutes. And, you know, Europeans are generally further down the progress line than American kids, if we're honest, coming out of college. I like both Rhys Sachet and Jalen, but I think Giannis is just such a unique opportunity. You do what you got to do.
He's the Greek freak. And would you say, though, that Giannis has had better teams, even if he joined this Hawks team, he's had better teams in Milwaukee that didn't win it. He played on better teams in Milwaukee that didn't win it.
There were some injuries, but the team that beat us, you know, and then went on, and you could argue they screwed up by getting rid of Coach Bud. Bud, you know, look, it is what it is. Bud is an acerbic personality. He wears out his welcome where he goes, but he is a hell of a coach. And when you lose, to me, they lost the worker bees. You had guys like what I mentioned yesterday, Drew Holiday and Portis. And you get, all of a sudden, you look at the team. They had the good, like big dudes like Brook Lopez. You know, they had a nice mix, a good balance. And it seemed like they sort of chipped away, kind of their version of how we chipped away at the 21 championship team.
Yes.
Right? The conference championship
team. That's
right. That's
right. You're right. It's interesting, guys. This is all the stuff that the Hawks are going to have to figure out. And part of this is, again, Trey does have a decision
right.
in this. It's not as if they're going to force his hand. He's got a decision whether he would take a lesser amount. And we say that, you know, this opting in, believe it or not, when you opt in now, you're taking a lesser amount.
Right.
Right? When LeBron opts in for $52 million instead of opting out and saying, hey, I know I can get more, you are actually taking less. And for Trey, he's got a decision to make. And, Mike, first things first, he may not get the Supermax. You got to be, you know, all NBA right. to get there. But we're still talking about $230 or $40 million
right.
versus the $300 million that he would get if he was a Supermax guy.
I guess, do we look at the NBA the way we look at the NFL and the salary cap's going to keep expanding?
Yes.
So that's one area that – now, unless, like, wrestler packs the house and, you know, all of a sudden, hey, I am more comfortable now dipping my toe into the luxury tax, you know, these aprons, which no one understands. That's up for management. But you, first things first, you got to shock this system. I love the moves they've made. The Giannis thing would just be so – you know, the Giannis thing would be akin to when the Falcons moved up for Mike Vick.
Mm.
It's so un-Hawksy, right, for lack of a better word again. Right now, though, presently, I want to get it back. I'd love to get Chris Paul in here. As a backup point guard,
he's available.
Use his defense. So there's no, you know, you got a defensive upgrade when Trey's off the floor. And he played, he stayed healthy last year at a later stage in his career. Some guys say, what about Ben Simmons? No freaking way. No. And then plus, too expensive. You could get Chris Paul for under $12 million. That's a good deal.
Yeah. Ben hadn't been the same guy since we broke the Sixers in 21. Right. I mean, that's just right. what it is.
Guy just hit us. What about Westbrook? Well, I mean,
Russell Westbrook?
Yeah.
No.
Not now. Because, you know, when it came, as you like to say, nut cutting time down the stretch for them, for Denver, he couldn't bring it.
No.
He couldn't get to the basket. He couldn't score.
No. He has moments because he just plays hard. That's who he's always been. But
I was thinking of that guy doing the meme in the driveway. And unfortunately, through the playoffs in the last series there, and it just didn't work.
No. Look, Russ is intriguing because, again, he had a nice run with the Nuggets. But think about his last few years and how many places he's been. Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets. All those teams were supposed to be championship caliber teams.
Right.
He didn't help take them over the top. Let's hear from our general manager while we're talking about the Hawks. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, coming up 4th and 1 in the 3 o'clock hour. We got some NFL news to get to, including the latest claims about Aaron Rodgers. Stay tuned for that. B-Max on the way. But this is our general manager, Ansi Saleh, talking about working in the Spurs organization and the Warriors organization when he talked to Mike and I last week and what that meant to him and how it helped him grow.
I said this to people all the time where, like, I hit the lottery when it came to, like, working for organizations like the Spurs with Pop and RC and the Warriors with Bob and Steve and, you know, those guys like Steph and Dre and Clay, like Andre, just unbelievable human beings. And, yeah, it was a great experience, man. Like, I learned so much and they did so much things a different way, which was really good for me because, you know, like, there's a Spurs way and then you go to the Warriors and it's way different. But it was really good for me to develop and kind of take tidbits from, like, each of these leaders who are, I think, I mean, considered the two best GMs probably in the last 20 years.
Right.
So I've been really fortunate with that experience. And they kind of just let me dive into anything and everything. And, again, really blessed that they gave me that opportunity.
And it's going to help us. That's going to help us. Look, that's invaluable experience. Mm-hmm. We always talk about this. I said this to Mike that day. We always talk about we need to go get a guy from a winning organization.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got one.
Right. Now, again, why we had to wait to let this guy be the dude making those decisions, I'll never understand that. Maybe, and again, we don't know. We'll ask Steve. He ain't going to tell us. But, like, you know, that if Nick Wrestler, Tony Wrestler's son, was really involved as much as the Athletic article said 2 years ago, and that was basically the tail wagging then general manager Landry Fields, and that now has ended, and now you got a guy who's an adult and a professional and gets it.
Yeah.
And brought in some good advisors, some other pieces, some other organizations, and so far, so good.
I agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.